was treasure buried in a field, something more valuable than anything. We'd figure out a way to buy that land so we could hold the treasure in our hands. And if we heard about a special pearl worth more than any other in the world, we might sell all we had and buy a boat so we could give that pearl a brand new home. For there's no treasure greater than to know our God and Savior. Ready, set, go. Well, good morning, kids. It's great to be together. It's great to be hanging out. I hope you've had a great week. It's great to be back together with Ryan. I'm Logan. This is Ryan. This is Bob. And this is Fisherman. We hadn't had a name up till now, but someone came up with a great idea. Kara and Hannah from South Auckland. You've seen some of their pictures in the past. They came up with the idea of Peter. That's pretty clever, eh? So we've got Peter the Fisherman. You know, get it? Because, you know, in the Bible, there's Peter and he's a fisherman. You already knew that, didn't you? Yeah. Sorry, I'm not quite sure why I explained that, but that's the way it goes. Do you like the name Bob? Do you approve, Bob? Yeah, Bob approves. I was going to say Ryan's nodding, but his head doesn't move unless I move it. Yeah. Anyway. So, it's great to be together. I hope you've had a really great week. I really appreciated a few of the pictures that got sent through. They were really good. If you happen to get yours through late, feel free to send it through to me anyway, and I can show it the next week. That would be great as well. But let's have a look at some of the pictures. There's three pictures through, two from a Kara, two different Karas, and one from a Shanette. Let's have a look. Apparently it's not working. My thingamabob that I push isn't working. That's really helpful, isn't it? Yes. So the first one comes through from Kara. This is Kara from Hamilton. And it's actually the same picture. It looks like two different pictures, but it's actually the same picture using some very special glow-in-the-dark paint. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? And so you can see Abraham there. Actually, it's funny because he looks a little bit like Peter the Fisherman. Maybe it is Peter the Fisherman. He looks a whole lot like Peter the Fisherman, but it's probably not Peter the Fisherman. It's probably Abraham. It's probably Abraham. And Abraham's counting the stars. And we didn't really talk about it, but God said to Abraham, I'm going to give you as many children as stars as you can count in the sky. He said, look up at the stars. Look at the little stars in the sky. There they are. Okay, if you can count them, that's how many children you're going to have. Not what straight from him. He wasn't going to have a million kids, but between him and all of his descendants. So that's really cool. And the glow and the dark effect looks really, really great. So great job on that one, Kara. This one here comes from Kara from South Auckland, the official namer of Peter the Fisherman. Peter the Fisherman. There we go. Turned you the right way. Sorry, Peter. And this is God speaking to Abraham, and he's telling Abraham to take his wife and to take his children and to travel off and go away to the land that he was sending them to. So that's very nice. It looks like a nice sunny day in Abraham's life over there. Nice and cloud, and not too many clouds, but a good amount of clouds. Get a bit of shade, you know. So that's really lovely as well. Thanks, Kara. And our last one comes from Shanette. And Shanette painted Abraham and his wife walking off into the distance. So you can see the building on the left. And Abraham and his wife are walking away as they leave their homeland and travel to the new land that God has given them. And so here's our picture summary, going really well, filling up all those spaces. So great job. Thank you to those three kids who sent through their pictures. And I just encourage you to carry on doing it. We've almost lost Bob to the pictures in the background there. Fisherman's sort of just squeezing his head through. There we are. And Ryan's vanished. See you, Ryan. Sorry, mate. You've been been replaced by pictures. That's the way it goes, eh? Yeah, thought so. Sorry, Ryan was just saying that he can always find his way in a picture. Sounds about right. He has an amazing habit of just turning up at random times all over the show. Welcome to my life. Well, we haven't just come to look at pictures, have we? No, we've come for Bible time. Time to look at another Bible story. If you haven't been following along with us so far, we've been weaving our way through the Bible, thinking about a seed, not like, hey, there's a seed in the ground somewhere, but looking at the seed of Adam and Eve. And if you remember, Bob, what did God promise Adam and Eve? No, he didn't promise Adam and Eve that they would have a new car. Bob has the worst ideas sometimes. No, he promised, that's right, Ryan, he promised Adam and Eve that they would have a seed, a descendant, a child one day who would conquer the devil. And throughout history, the seed of the woman and the seed of the devil would be at fight all the way through. They're trying to conquer each other. But God would make sure that the seed of the woman would survive. And so we've seen in the fall and in the murder and in the flood and in Abram this story playing out. And now we're looking at Isaac. And I wonder if you can remember the story of Isaac. You can? Oh, great. So I don't need to tell it. I can just see it. You want me to tell it? Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you just already, you know, head it down. Oh, well, you want to hear it, Bob. Oh, well, I could tell Bob, and you guys can hear me tell Bob. How about that? Good idea. So, Bob. No, a joke. Bob, yeah. So, Abram didn't have any kids. You know, it's a bit of a problem when God says that you're going to be the father of many people when you can't have any kids. That's right, he had a wife called Sarai, and Abram and Sarai couldn't have any children. It was very sad. And they always wanted a child, but they just couldn't have one. And God hadn't quite given them a child yet. They were still waiting. And they were very, very old. I mean, really old, like they were over 90. Like, ancient, it's pretty old, yeah, I know. Probably older than your grandparents. Like, ancient. You know, my grandparents are super old. Well, these two were super, super old. And they couldn't have any kids. And God came to them and said, I'm going to give you a son. And his name's going to be Isaac. You guessed it, Isaac. And Isaac is going to be the one whom the seed comes through. So they already had another son called Ishmael. But Ishmael was not a son of Abram and Sarah. He was a son of Abraham and another woman of his slave. Yeah, it sounds a bit weird, I know. But Abraham and Sarai were going to have a son, and he was going to be called Isaac. And they only had one son called Isaac. They didn't have another son after that. They just had Isaac, Abraham and Sarai. Abraham and Sarah. You'll hear me say different names, and it's because they started as Abram and Sarai, but God changed their names to Abraham and Sarah because they were going to have a child and have this beautiful promise of God. Anyway, so Abraham and Sarah, eventually, by God's beautiful gift and grace, they had a baby, and they called him Isaac. Now, Isaac grew up, and he became a teenager. I don't think they had teenagers in the Bible, but they had a teenager. Yeah, I know, teenager is a weird term, isn't it? So anyway, they had this boy, and God came to Abraham, and guess what he told Abraham to do with Isaac, Bob? Nope, he didn't tell him to go to school. What do you reckon, Peter? Funnily enough, no, he didn't tell him to go fishing. Ryan, that's right. See, Ryan, you guys need to just like learn from Ryan a bit. He's got this down. God told Abraham, and this might be hard to get your head around, God told Abraham to go and burn Isaac as a sacrifice. What does that mean, you ask? Well, it means, is what they used to do is they would take an animal and they would stick it on a special altar, which was like a stone block. They'd stick that, thanks Ryan, they'd stick the animal on the stone block and they'd light it on, don't worry, I'm not going to do it, I promise I won't do it, Ryan. And they'd light them on fire and he gets burnt and all the smoke goes up and God would smell it. He'd smell it. See, the Bible says that he would smell it. He doesn't actually smell it, but it's the Bible's way of saying that God would love it. He would be happy with it. It would make him glad. And Abraham told God told Abraham, take Isaac. Thanks, Ryan. Take Isaac, take him along, stick him on the altar and burn him. Sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? You wouldn't have done it? Yeah, I would have struggled to do it as well if it was my son. I've got a son. I don't think he'd want me to burn him on an altar. Would you want to be? Well, you know what Abraham did? Abraham said, I'll obey. You see, you remember Abraham trusted God, didn't he? He trusted God when God told him to leave, and he trusted God when God told him to give up Abraham to give up Isaac as a sacrifice. He said, well, God is able to provide, and I trust God. And God said he's going to fulfill his promise through Isaac, so I'm just going to trust God and I'm going to do what he tells me to do. And that's a really good lesson for us, for starters, isn't it? No matter what God calls us to do, and of course he tells us to do things in the Bible, no matter what God tells us to do in the Bible, we need to follow and do it. But anyway, so they go for a long walk, Isaac and Abram. No, they don't take the car, Bob. They didn't have cars back then, Bob. No, they probably took their camels and their horses and their donkeys or whatever it is they had. They loaded them up and they went for a long trip. They went out to this really cool mountain. Apparently it had a spectacular view, I would imagine, being a mountain. Mountains normally do. No, there probably wasn't much fishing there, Peter. And they went up this mountain and they went to the place of the sacrifice. And as they were walking up the mountain, you can imagine what Isaac's thinking, can't you? Isaac's carrying the wood. Dad's got the lighter. But they don't have anything. They don't have any animal. They don't have an animal to put on the sacrifice. And so at one point, I think Isaac probably connects the dots and he goes, wait a second, Dad. We've got the wood, we've got the fire, but we don't have an animal. What are we going to sacrifice? You know what Abraham said? Because you remember Abraham trusted God, didn't he? Abraham said, Isaac, God will provide what we need. God will give us a sacrifice. And so they walked up the mountain. They went all the way up there. He sets up the rock. He gets everything ready. He even takes Isaac and ties him up and sticks him on the altar. And he picks up his knife to kill him. And you're like, whoa, is he actually going to do it? He's like got the dagger. He's about to stab him. And as he goes to stab him, God says, stop. Stop. Don't kill your son. And he says, I'm happy to see that you loved me more than even your only son, that you trusted me more than your ability to make and have a son. And do you know what God does? He says, lift up your eyes. And Abraham lifts up his eyes. And what does he see? But a ram. That's right, a ram. It was stuck in the bush, Bob. It was sitting there chilling out the whole time. Yeah, I know, it's a bit funny, yeah. It's called God's power. God put it there. So God put the ram there, and Abraham picks up the ram, and he sacrifices the ram, and he names the mountain. Let's have a look what he names the mountain. He says, Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. You know, if Abraham had killed Isaac, the seed wouldn't be able to come about, would it? But you know, the New Testament looks at this story, and do you know what the New Testament tells us? The New Testament writer in the book called Hebrews, he says, Abraham believed that God could even raise Isaac from the dead. You see, Abraham knew God could do anything. And he knew God's promise was to do something through his son Isaac, but that would not stop him from trusting God, because he trusted God to make good on his promise, no matter what God asked him. And even if it meant his son dying, Abraham went and did it and trusted God, because he knew that even if it needed, that's right, Bob, even if it needed Isaac to be raised from the dead, God could do it. And this is a really important lesson for us. We need to trust God in everything, knowing that he can do anything, and that when God promises something, he always does it. So for you and I, he promises salvation. He promises that if we believe in Jesus, we'll be saved. And so we believe in Jesus, don't we? Don't we, Peter? Yep. Ryan? Yep. Bob? Yep. We believe in Jesus, and God promises that if we believe in Jesus, we'll go to live with him forever. And so we don't need to be scared about anything, because we know we'll be with Jesus forever. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the story of Abraham and Isaac. We thank you for the faith and trust that Abraham showed. And we pray that you'd help us to trust you too. Thank you that there was a seed coming through Abraham and through Isaac, and that regardless of everything, you would maintain your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me this afternoon. It's been great to talk, and I pray that you would have a really blessed week. I hope that school's going well, whether you're a homeschooler or whether you're a schooler, whatever it is. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to seeing some of you at church on Sunday. Yes, that's going to be super exciting. We look forward to seeing you then. Otherwise, I'll see you back here again next Wednesday. Wednesday. See you back here next Wednesday. You got any last words to say, Bob? Bob says, peace out. Ryan? Ryan wants to let you know that he's really excited to go to church on Sunday. I don't know if you're going, Ryan. Anyway, Peter just wants you to know that he loves fishing. What a surprise. Well, have a blessed week, and we'll see you next week. God bless. And all who look for you will come to find that you've been calling to us all the time. Sent your son so he could set us free to love and follow you eternally. For there's no treasure greater than to know our God and Savior. Ready, set, go, go, go. Seeking you is the adventure. We have to